Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is May the 11th, 2018, and we have a live show for you today. Just want to say thank you all for listening and being a part of our overall broadcast at any time. If you would like to have a question or make a comment, you can call in at any time. Number is 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number, and would love to hear from you all on today. We're going to have a live show. We're looking forward to it, okay? So that's the number to call in at any time. So we're going to get started in today's show, but before we can do that, everyone, as you know, that we need to take care of some administrative duties. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website for this network and making contributions by way of donations so that it can continue to do what it's been doing and what it was designed to do, and that is to bring you information, content, and have a platform that you can engage in all of your radio expectations. And I think that's very, very important for where we're going. You could do that very easily by supporting the network, by making a donation via the website of this network that is blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, hit the donation prompt, and all donations are greatly, greatly appreciated because that is how this network is able to remain on air, because it is a grassroots network that requires the overall those that are gaining from it to support it. That would be you. Make sure that you're not just eating the fruit of the tree. Make sure you're feeding the root so that the tree will always bear good fruit. So that is coming upon you all for you to support what you have deemed as being necessary and significant. And you can do that in your overall donation with a donation of your overall intentions or your overall compassion. All donations are greatly, greatly appreciated, regardless of how small or how big they are. Please do that, okay? So, that being said, you can also support the network by becoming a member in its social media outlet. The social media outlet is known as BTR Community, and BTR Community is a social media platform that was put together by Black Talk Radio Network for you to engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected as you would be and you are by using the mainstream media ones such as Facebook. You know what I call it, Fedbook. Twitter, which is, I call it, Telling. And the other ones, okay? So please be actually join this platform for only $24 a year. Excuse me. $24 a year allows you to be able to engage in all of your social media activities that you regularly use from Facebook, whatever else platforms that you use. You can do that here at BTR Community and not be as adversely affected, because your information will never be sold, will never be compromised intentionally, and for the purpose of payment. So make sure that you support the network. $24 a year, and you can actually start off with a free trial membership within BTR Community. And that's a 30-day trial membership allows you to check out the platform, see how it works, and then you can engage in it at your free will through the membership. And $24 a year, that is not much of anything at all. And this platform, I think, is so deserving of that. So please definitely do that, okay? Also, 1 second. Also, if you would like to, let me see what's happening with my computer here. Okay. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by way of you could do that by way of Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is a full service precious metals company where you can exchange your currency for real money and have a real form of savings that will benefit you, your family, and is going to be extremely important going forward, especially in the overall situations, the economic situations that we're going to be placed in, you and I and everyone else, until we actually have a exodus out of the current system. So protect yourself from that by getting real money. You could do that by acquiring the precious metals. Prosperity Mint is where you would want to do that. It's full-service precious metals. Check out what's in inventory. Then send an email to info@prosperitymint.com, and say, hey, I'm a Tando Radio Show listener. Dave told me to reach out to you because I'm interested in acquiring the precious metals. And they will definitely help you out with that, okay? So, with that being said, today's show, we have a very, very important show. I want to have, let me check out some things really quickly. 1 second. Today we have, in my opinion, a very, very important show. You don't want to miss this one. We want to check out some of the things of what's in the news. A lot of great postings that are there. And I think you should be engaging in those. So I definitely want to check out, talk about some of the postings that Rise made, because since Rise put them in there, L.A. Ramon put in there, since they put them in there, I definitely want to definitely take a look at those things. So before we go forward, but today is a very, very important show. And today's show is part two, and part two from yesterday's show, the hard life changes that the world will press upon the U.S. And this is really a part two from yesterday's shows. What are some of the things that we can expect to lose because of World War III is now here. And this is very, very important. And I hope that you all would engage in that. But before we do that, on June the 9th, 2018, there's going to be the Legacy Wealth Management Seminar. For those of you that are unfamiliar with that, I will actually be presenting at that. It's a seminar that is going to give information to you on how you should be legally structuring your family legacy. And this Legacy Management Group, Structuring Your Family Legacy, June the 9th at 9 a.m. at Irving, Texas. Come on down, RSV. It's actually posted inside of Tando Radio Show's page inside of today's publication for the show. It's the second one. It's below the Deagle one. So definitely want to take a look at that coming down to Texas, coming to Texas in one second. And being a part of the overall program here in Dallas, and that's going to be next month on the 9th. And you definitely want to be a part of that. So just click that and follow the promptings. They will give you the fees and everything else. Come on down to Dallas. I will be there. I will be presenting on Sunday. And we'll probably see some of you all on Saturday. Looking forward to that. So come on down to Dallas and get structured correctly, okay? So just wanted to for you to know that it's there. It's the shoutout.wix.com. You'll see that in today's posting inside of BTR community for the name of today's show. And today's show is the hard life changes that the world will press upon the United States. And I said you don't want to miss this show because I'm going to give you a part of a presentation that I give my clients, my global clients, that actually come and actually I actually give a presentation to them, and I'm going to give you a part of that presentation today. Very, very important part of that presentation. It's not the whole presentation, but it is a part of that in today's show because you are Tando Radio Show listeners. I hope that you will move on this action because I make no apologies for what I'm going to be saying, especially in today's world. We've been immaturely handled, childishly handled, too far in our lives, and we have no real substance to our overall convictions of what we think is necessary and important. So I want to make sure that I always do, and regardless of who I offend and what they think, I really don't care because I care more about the importance of things. And I'm just going to be, just do the best that I very best that I can. Is that always sufficient? No, absolutely not. But I will do the best that I can. And because of in light of things that's going on globally, I have no problem. You know, it's before I get going, I would just say this, and I've heard it many times before. It goes with the territory. Some people will try to rebuff some of the things that I say, but they don't rebuff what I say as not being true. What they do is they rebuff it as saying, I don't think that's going to happen. And I always say, well, why do you think that's not going to happen? Your thinking hasn't changed much in the world anyhow. And I'm not being sarcastic, and I'm not being mean, but if people think that I am, I don't really care because of the importance of right now. You're too important to me. And I could have very easily, very, very easily just stayed in my overall confines of my business, doing the things that I was doing and not actually bring information to the general population. And now guaranteeing the overall compromise of my own security. And it contradicts everything that I would be about as a person trying to maintain the overall importance of security, security of self, security of family, security of community. But that all has a price, and it never should be compromised when the overall greater good could be you all from Tando Radio Show and the listeners that we have that appreciate the sincerity in which we bring it. For those that don't agree with some of the things I said, that's fine. That's cool. But I would say don't be childishly Scott, are you there? Otis, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can now.
Okay, thank you, brother. Sorry about that. Otis, what part of the show did you hear? What was the last thing you heard, brother?
When you said talking about the way people react, and I was waiting for the punchline because I figured somebody must have done something kind of snarky right when you were talking.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much, Otis. I truly, truly appreciate you, brother.
I'm holding on for it. Go for it. Get back to the
So yeah, I guess we got knocked off. I didn't know, but what I was basically saying is that we bring information to you because I very easily could just go off into my own business and not bring information and not share it with you all from a standpoint to put yourself and your family and our community in a better position. Very easily for me to do that and not compromise the security of myself, my family, and the overall community in which I work within and I actually have relationships with, but I refuse to do that because you're just that important to me. You, the Tando Radio Show listeners, Brother Braggs, Brother Otis, Roz, Jenna, everyone that's here, Mel and Scotty and Strategic Melanin and Brother Davis, And everyone, the VP, Will and family, all of you mean so much to me that I'm willing to, and some of you that are not on within the chat room, like my man, you all know who you are, and we have relationships. I don't want to say your names because it's not something that's appropriate for me to do. That should be something that you should do. And the vast listeners that we have, I do it for one reason and one reason only, so that you will have an opportunity to hear something different other than the propaganda of demise that we hear daily and we're constantly bombarded with, and we think that overall bombardment justifies the overall rightness of it all. And because of that, we don't never, ever see or create the energy that will actually bring about the solution that we deserve. So we do this for a reason, at our own expense. And however, and I know because of that, that's going to adversely affect me in a worldly way, but no longer do I care about that anymore. So it won't harm me at all. But I have to look at it from a different standpoint from time to time, because it's not just me, it's people that I care about that can be affected. You as Tando Radio Show listeners, when we start talking truth, things start to happen. So I would say today's show is going to be very, very critical. And I want to just jump into some of the things that what's in the news, but I don't want to talk about some of the things that I put what's in the news, since Roz and L.A. Ramon took time enough to put this in. I want to just highlight those, but I really need to get into today's show. And like I was saying to you, I'm going to be giving you a small, small portion of a presentation that I give my paying clients that are global. And some of you that are aware of that, you know exactly what I mean, because you've seen us, you've been there to some of our seminars, and you know how vast our overall reach is with people. And I want to talk to you about some things that's very, very significant, because the importance of them overshadow anything else. And it's very, very, very important. But I will say to you, June the 9th, 2018, Legacy Wealth Management Seminar, Structuring Your Family Legacy, will happen here in Dallas. Go to the the posting inside of BTR Community for Tando Radio Show. Within the overall today's date, it will be the second posting within the topic posting, and you can find it there. Okay, so with that being said, let's jump into some of the things that was what's in the news. First article I posted, I won't read too many of the articles I posted. We got it from RT International, which stands for Russia Today International. EU wants to replace the U.S. as it ditches the Iranian nuclear deal, but it can't. And I said this is my commentary. The U.S. will be sanctioned by the stronger global community. The rest of the world is setting up to sanction the U.S. like the U.S. has been sanctioning other countries that will not oblige or no longer bow down to its overall influence and its will. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. The overall, what you portray will come back to you tenfold. So the U.S. will be sanctioned by the world, and they're setting everything up. This is the purge that we've been talking about. The rest of the world will be looking to purge itself of the U.S. and the overall Western style of living. And the system wants that to happen because that's how they gain more control. So the rest of the world is setting up. Everything is falling into place for the U.S. to be sanctioned. Now, guess who's really going to be sanctioned, ladies and gentlemen? It's not the overall corporation of the United States. The corporation of the United States could never, ever, ever be held to answer for anything, because it's not a living entity. It doesn't live. It doesn't exist. It's a figment of only of those that do exist that allow it to have legal standing. So the sanctions will be against you and me and everyone in our families and everyone in our community. And that's the misnomer about this system. It never wants you to focus on the truth. Never wants you to focus on you. It never wants you to focus on your strength and your abilities, because if you don't do that, then you will focus on the system's strengths and abilities, and you will give your energy to it to facilitate it. You will work to ensure that it succeeds. Very important. Next article I got from Press TV. Well, let me go to this one. From South China Morning Post. Trade war pushes China investors away from luxury U.S. real estate. This is the purge and the divestment of the United States. When the world sanctions the United States like the United States has been sanctioning other countries, that means that they're going to be sanctioning your refrigerator, your dinner table, your financial security, your financial ability. That is what's going to be sanctioned. And let me tell you, those sanctions are going to bring you to your knees if you're not prepared. It will even bring those of us that are prepared, me included, to my knees. But not to my knees to where I surrender, but it will be a situation where I say, all right, that's the line in the sand, no more. But other people will compromise themselves. This is going to adversely affect all. This is why I wanted to, and this is why I focus primarily on these things. And I'm not looking to entertain you. I'm not looking to make you feel good. I'm not looking for anything other than to give you information and let you make a sovereign decision as to how you're going to respond. And that's always not entertaining. That's not always reassuring. That's not always pampering. That's not always patting you on your back, not to make you stronger, but to make you weaker. That's not pacifying you. And we won't do that. I wouldn't want you to do that with me, and I won't do that with you. So check out that article. Now, let me go to a couple of articles. Some of the ones we need to look. I posted an article about EMPs. Check that out, please. Also, let me get down to, another good article from the South China Morning Post. China moves to strengthen financial ties with Japan. Why? Because the U.S. is gone. Press TV. Kim Jong-un deserves the Nobel Peace Prize, not Donald Trump. So check that out. Now, let me get into some of the ones that Roz posted, because I got to get into today's show. I didn't even want to really do what's in the news, because this show is far too important. So here we go. Roz posted this from Business Insider, and it says, all companies that hired Michael Cohen have an Enron problem. Man, great post in there, Roz. Check out that overall posting that Roz put from Business Insider. Next one from... what is this? Gadget. Roz posted this one. The criminality gets deeper, Roz says. Facebook is reportedly considering its own cryptocurrency. Right, Roz. So true. You're right. Next article, Roz posted, DNA is just another way we can opt out of data sharing. Check out that article. And then L.A. Ramon posted this one from Business Insider. China now reportedly has a full set of Russian advanced S-400 air defense missile systems in country. So check out that article. Great posting there, L.A. Ramon. I think that Russia probably has S-6 or 800 today, probably. Not admitted, but... check out that. Next one from Rise posted, and humans are free. Quora, a miracle food. Shield your body from Fukushima radiation with 10 natural foods. Check out that article. And those were some of the articles that Rise and L.A. Ramon posted. I posted other ones there. I don't want to get into all of those, but check them out, because I really do want to get into today's show. And, you know, ready or not, here we come. This is going to be a very, very important show. And anytime, if you'd like to call in and get on board with us, your number is 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Yesterday's show, part one, was some of the things that we can expect that we are going to lose because of World War III, and we stopped at money. Excuse me, we stopped at currency and money. Money will become scarce. Currency will become not valuable, or it will lose its purchasing power. It will be plenty of cash all around, but you won't be able to do anything with it. What does it really matter how much cash you have if a gallon of milk costs $1,000 and you're still getting on the same pay scale that you're on right now? Basically, you could say, I can't afford milk. These are the things that are happening throughout the world, and they will happen here. And I love how people think, oh, that can never happen here. What a cognitive dissonance that you live with, confined that you, paradigm that you live in. Why? Because you think that you're so special that because you're an American that this won't happen. You're not drinking the Kool-Aid. You're swimming in this stuff. And that's one of the things that the system does. It breeds naive arrogance. And then you ask a person like that, they say, oh, well, it can't, because it just can't. And they can't give you any reasons as to why. Because they have blind faith. It's the seed of ignorance. And people will get offended by that, but it's really also the seed of ignorance under the stance of arrogance. You're too arrogant. You think you're really all that. Under a system that you've known, but you ignore. You've known what it's done in the past, but you've seen what it's done in the past for your overall entertainment and edification, as it was not doing, you think it's not doing it to you now, so you're special. We don't have to put up with that. Well, it was nothing that you did to prevent what happened in the past from happening now. You just have to live, you just happen to live in the overall confines for that not to happen, because it's moving in a different direction. It's gaining momentum. So let's not be like the system. Let's not have our overall arrogance be our demise, where our arrogance will initiate the initiative that we will lose in solving our real problems, our real concerns, our real issues, to establishing our self-determination and sovereignty. So we left off, and I'm not on the board, so if anyone has any questions or comments, you can just say excuse me when you call in at 704-802-5056. Here we go. And let me see how. Wow. So I'm going to do this. No, I'm going to stick with it, and then I got to read something to you. I'm going to give you I was going to start the part of my presentation that I give to a lot of my global clients, but I'm going to do that after. But let me first finish some of the things that we're going to lose. So after overall cash and money, and I said that just to rehash, we're going to be losing money because we don't have anything in our homes of value. We don't have anything in our apartments of value. The possessions that we have no real value. All they are nothing more than daggone trinkets of the faddish trends that we follow. I'm sorry, but your pet rock ain't going to do you a darn good. The different things that we have that we purchase aren't going to do. If your red bottom shoes ain't worth the darn, guess what? They're going to fall apart. And we've wasted an opportunity for us to get real money by making a conversion from our slave wages into a sovereign savings, into a prosperity savings. So that overall opportunity and momentum has been lost. This is why I've been talking about this and trying to get everyone to do this as early as possible before World War III has started, even though it hasn't been announced, because you have to get started before everyone else does, because you don't have the overall currency to compete with anyone. So you have to do it. You have to ball on a budget. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the way the system is. And the wise will do that because it will actually build your discipline. And we all need that. I need it. You need it. I say that with no qualms. I know that's the truth. So now, we looked at currency and we looked at money as being lost. Next, utilities will be lost. And when I say utilities and the overall systematic government assistance that will be lost as well, utilities and government assistance will be lost. What do I mean by that? Let's take the government assistance for one. And when I say the government assistance, this is what I mean. You will have a fire on your block, and there will be no fire department that will be coming. You will have a need for paramedics, but there will be no paramedics, 911 response that you will be calling. There will be a need for a call to call the police, but there will be no police that will come because your overall 911 will no longer work. I know this to be true. I've seen it before. In a major U.S. city, Los Angeles, during the L.A. riots, didn't matter how many times you dialed 911, who you, what you needed, it wasn't coming. And because of, in this overall war paradigm, as it picks up and when the U.S. starts to get hit, both from sleeper cells and from direct military confrontation in the continental United States, the U.S. isn't built for that. The U.S. has always tried to project itself as with such military might. When that military might is no longer relevant or no longer substantial, guess what happens? The vulnerability of building and you given in the system given somewhat or the people of this that live here within these borders, allowing the governments to use their overall energy to overextend themselves in budgetary requirements of armament that is no longer relevant, guess what? That means that you're vulnerable somewhere else. You can't put all of your eggs in one basket. That means that someplace the basket is empty and weak. And here, the basket is empty and weak within the communities. When this overall war kicks off and the overall sleeper cells are ignited here and the overall missile attacks happen here, there will be no services that you can call. Not for power outages, down trees, not for fire, not for police, and not for paramedics. It's going to be what I call the yo-yo effect. You're on your own. And I know this is true because I was there. I worked in it for a very significant portion of my adult life. There is nothing that can be done because the system is overwhelmed. It won't be done. I'm going to tell you what every fire department, emergency services, EMTs, and police department is going to do. They're going to turn their radios off for 911. Don't matter. If they even show up to work, one of the reasons why they won't be showing up to work is because they won't be getting paid. They can't afford to go. Because the infrastructure will be hit. And once the infrastructure is hit, you're all on your own. Hopefully you have been able to prepare for that beforehand, and everything that you have, if you only have $10 worth of first aid stuff, guess what that $10 worth of first aid stuff will actually value at? Over hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars? Because you'll have something that the general public won't have. Yes, there are a lot of goods. There are a lot of things in the overall nation. But it's nowhere near enough to service every person that's here. And everyone will be competing for the staples and basics of life. It's 325 million people in the continental U.S. that are citizens. That's not counting the other people that are here that aren't undocumented or here on visa or whatever. It swells that number to triple that. And they're all confined into strategical pockets throughout the country. They're not scattered all through the overall vast landscape of this country. No, they're condensed in one area. So what does that really mean? Just because you have full shelves in your grocery stores, those shelves are only probably 3 feet deep, 100 feet, 200 feet long. That ain't enough to deal with one town of over 10,000 people. So services is going to be gone. And you're going to have to be able to respond to the overall threats that the conditions and the situations will be presenting to you. They won't care that you think that this can never happen. Guess what, numbnut, it is happening. Now what you gonna do? So we gotta have an appropriate response, especially for you that are Tando Radio Show listeners, because you're here because you don't have that arrogance about yourself. You don't resonate that way. Next, utilities. So, but before we go to the utilities, just all governmental services won't be there. Ask Katrina, ask any major, Hurricane Harvey, the LA riots, anything such as that. What happened to this? They weren't there, and they're not coming. Imagine where this is going to be across the whole continental United States. Like I said, the fire department ain't going to show up. And those that are on duty are going to do what? They're going to go home. How do I know this? Because I know how they talk. I know what they know. They know what's up and how vulnerable the whole system is. You know what they're going to do? They're going to take everything that's from there, and they're going to put it in there or bags, and they're going to go home. Yo-yo, you're on your own. They have their own groups that they are going to congregate and come together to be able to present their overall selves and their families and their community opportunity to succeed. And they will do well because they're more prepared. Utilities. Man, I posted inside a Tando Radio Show about the governmental survey of EMP going out. It was out of July of 2017 of an EMP striking the U.S. and it being the power being off for 1 year. You don't even want to look at how many people are going to be destroyed because of that. But you should, because they're practicing this for a reason, because they plan on creating it. And they want it to be as effective and efficient as it possibly could be. The lights go out, ladies and gentlemen, because of an EMP or because of a blame or because of an EMP that was said to have happened. Doesn't matter. If the power is off, by the power being off, it doesn't matter how the switch got off. The problem is that it ain't on. And our overall reliance to that overall power, it's so significant. So, so significant. And that's going to cause for a mass crisis situation. And everything from generators to gas stations to your refrigerator to your lights to ventilation to air conditioning. And most people don't even consider how important air conditioning is. Most people don't consider how important air conditioning is. Let me tell you how important air conditioning is, and that without electricity, there is no air conditioning. Oh, now start to think about, when was the last time you was extremely hot? Imagine if you got no relief from that because there is no AC. You know how short people's tempers will be, even with their own families? Most of us don't really realize, and that's one of the greatest things that's overlooked, is that that is going to bring about heat stroke, heat exhaustion, to over 65% of the country. Before air conditioning, no one could almost basically live west of the Colorado Rockies, but probably even further than that. Probably the Mason-Dixon was the overall cutoff, because the rest of the western part of this country is extremely, extremely hot. Anywhere in California is a desert. Southern California, at least Arizona, New Mexico, that was all uninhabitable in so many ways. Or the people that were had years and years and generations of overall understanding and the education of how to survive in that environment. We ain't got that no more. We can't take 10 minutes. We can't take being in the car without no AC. I'm going to just say this. Think about how much you sweat if there's no AC. And many of us aren't built for that type of heat exposure anymore. Our bodies has acclimated ourselves to having the overall luxury of AC. You know what I'm saying. And boy, that's going to hurt a lot of folk. So there's certain parts of this country that is actually uninhabitable without AC for today's people. And I'm going to tell you, and that's over 3/4 of the country. Heat exhaustion and heat that's going to lead to heat stroke is going to be a very efficient killer. Don't think so? It's May the 11th right now. Wait till you have your next 83, 84 degree weather day. Don't use any AC in the car. Don't use any AC throughout the day. Yeah, many will say that they can deal with it and all, but how many really can? How many really, really can? Not just for 10 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, but go the whole day without having it and not having any and being able to go to any place that is climatized to your comfort. That's going to hurt many. Those that are in shape, and especially those that are out of shape. Huge. This is the reason why we need to prepare, because we're vulnerable here, folks. As scared as you may be, or as scared as others may be, and they don't want to hear it, that ain't the solution to nothing. Being aware of it and seeing where you're vulnerable, and then now you can start to build somewhat an appropriate response to that vulnerability. So where that a vulnerability now is no longer a vulnerability, but a strength. Utilities is so big. I just want to focus on the one that most people overlook. No AC is going to kill so many. Think about it. And if you live in New Mexico, and if you live in Arizona, if you live in Southern California, you already know it can't be done. Or it's going to be painful. You may be able to do it, but most won't. And because most won't be able to do it, that is going to actually weigh on you as well. Utilities is huge. The power grid is huge. I posted inside the Tando Radio Show the assessment of, an EMP report. Take a look at that and read what it says. Read it, how many people the overall government expects to be able to annihilate. Because that's what this overall assessment is all about, is putting that into works, putting that into position. Yeah, I know people don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. The report on the commission to assess the threat to the United States from electronically magnetic pulse attack, July of 2017. I didn't do this. I heard the one caller. One second, Roz. I did not create this. They're telling you what's going to happen. I'm just trying to bring it to light so that you will say, oh, shoot. Don't want them to succeed. Because if they succeed, then I lose it all. If you prepare and nothing happens, you don't lose anything. But if you fail to prepare and something happens, you put yourself in a position to lose it all. Your mind, your stability, your family, everything. So just wanted to say that. Let me go to Roz. I believe that was Roz that was there. Welcome, Roz, to Tando Radio Show. What say you, brother? Go ahead.
Peace, Brother Dave. How you doing?
What up, bro? How you feeling?
I just made it home. They had a fatality on Amtrak, so they had us sitting for forever. Somebody jumped in front of the train, and everything was shut down for a while. So I just got in not too long ago. So I was thinking about everything we talk about sitting on that train. I had also put up an article in the Real Life group thread about the depopulation campaign. I put a couple of things in there that I think, you know, the listeners might want to check out. But what you just said about the heat, man, you have me thinking, because I really have not really dealt with AC for a while. Coming from a Caribbean background where the vast majority of my family are too poor to afford AC, when I go to Trinidad, and because of the way the summers are, I would go during the wet season. And it's extremely humid and extremely hot. The clouds literally come down off the mountains and sit on the lowland areas, and you can't sometimes see out your window. That's how thick the clouds are. And yeah,
right.
I was about to say, just that whole process. I remember last time I was home, I was at my grandmother's house. All she had was maybe a couple of fans, and that was it. And, you know, I acclimated to that when I went to Kemet in 2007. You know, we were out there in the middle of the desert, 120 degrees in the shade, you know, by Saqqara and all these other different temples. And, you know, you always hear people talk about the difference between dry heat and moist heat. There is no difference when you're hitting 100-plus degrees. It all feels the same.
Right,
if
right,
you don't
right.
Acclimate yourself to that, because one thing I learned, too, is to adjust to drinking room-temperature water. Because when you drink cold water, your body still has to warm that water up before you can digest it.
And it goes into shock. You actually shock the body by doing that.
Exactly. And when you drink hot water, your body has to also wait for it to cool down before you can digest it. So I have adjusted to just drinking straight room temperature water. And these are things that, you know, I think that people should just, like you said, put it into practice. Try not using the AC for as long as you can. And see how you react to it. Check how your body responds. Make sure you stay hydrated. Just do test runs, because, like you said, when things do hit the fan, it is not a game. And I think a lot of people aren't prepared for that. Luckily, you know, just because of the background I have quite a bit of experience with that. And it's not always pleasant, but it's something where once you understand how that works and how your body responds to those conditions, it's easier for you to adjust. There's just a lot that we have been used to, and that's the whole reason for the system being what it is to get you comfortable with things being easily accessible. And when things go back to what they call non-civilization, but really that was civilization, the way that we live now is uncivilized, because it's not natural for you to go to a supermarket and have everything there for you. It is natural to go out and hunt for what you eat every day and take what you need from the ecosystem and call it a day. So really, they have us
right and together, right?
Yeah, they have us domesticated to the point where we wait for the God system, guaranteed on-time delivery. And as soon as that on-time delivery is no longer coming or it's no longer on time, people lose their sanity and they're capable of just about anything.
Hey,
so
guys.
I think I'm sorry. Was that you, Brother Dave, or was that Scotty?
That was me.
I think that was Scotty.
Hey, what?
Oh, go ahead, Brother Scotty.
What's up, guys? My experience. Going to, let me see, about three different climates. I've been in Arizona, so-called dry heat, but I was at the base of the Cochise Mountains. you see snow up on the cap year round. But it was still hot, about 5 miles away from Tucson, since everybody has heard of Tucson, Arizona. Then I was stationed for like 6 months in Saudi Arabia, but in like a little.
Scotty, could you turn your volume up a little bit?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, perfect. Perfect, Scotty. Go ahead. Yeah.
So I've been stationed in the deserts of Saudi Arabia. I've been in the wet heat of Hawaii for a number of years. Oof. Been in the so-called dry heat of Arizona. And your body will acclimate. Now, when we talk about people losing their air conditioning here in the United States in these hot climates where the temperatures, you know, we're talking about either infants or we're talking about the elderly. Okay, that's right. Usually yeah. Because they rely on electricity. So, and since this, we talk about preparedness, there are plenty of YouTube videos where, okay, let's say your AC unit is out, all you got is a fan. Well, you could take a bucket, watch these YouTube videos. They show you how to make AC with ice. You know what I'm saying? They frequently, like, some of them you freeze, like, the plastic jug that usually your juice or milk be in. So it's a block of ice. You put that inside of, like, a 5-gallon container, you know. And then, so you watch those videos. And so that's, like, I've even seen them do it with using little tiny solar panels. Little tiny solar panels that just give you enough power to power a fan, a regular desktop fan, because that's what you're going to use to also, you know, make your homemade AC unit. So that can save some lives out there for those who aren't able to buy AC units, or their units are out and they can't get them fixed. But it's usually the elderly and infants. But my experience is the body will acclimate given enough time. I dehydrated myself when I first got to Hawaii. And by playing basketball all the time, like every day for hours, and not really replenishing those fluids, as much as, you know, I just did what I regularly did in North Carolina. Well, that wasn't enough. I needed extra fluids, more than what I was usually taking when I was there, considering, right. You know, you mentioned sweat, because you lose water. When you're sweating, you're losing water from your body. We know our body is mostly water, and we
want electrolytes.
Yeah, so that's another way you can, you know, prevent fatalities, is staying hydrated as well.
Yeah, and you know, I want you all to look at something called PyCrate, and PyCrate is where you take sawdust and put it with ice, and it will extend the overall life of ice multiple of 10. Regular sawdust is actually something called PyCrate, like concrete. PyCrete, like concrete. PyCrete was done by Pi, and what Pi did was he added sawdust to ice, and he extended the overall life of ice beyond compare, multiples of 10. So sawdust is very, very important to that, and you can extend the overall shelf life of ice. Very, very, very important. And not only does it do that, they call it PyCrete, like concrete, but PyCrete because of this. It strengthens the ice multiple of 1,000 times also. So if you can infuse that into your ice, now it also, I'm going to tell you this, Britain actually made a warship out of it. Highly classified, highly secret. And it's much more rigid and more dense and much, excuse me, more stronger than steel in of multiples. It will stop a bullet. So this is some of the proven science that's out there that we need to be knowing about and engaging in. Sawdust, regular sawdust. Doesn't have to be a specific kind of sawdust. Just sawdust. But it has to be sawdust. You've actually seen it before in the past. For those of you that remember growing up when the supermarkets used to put sawdust on the floor so that they could sweep it up and everything else, if you ever dropped ice on that as a kid, when you walk back to the overall area it was, the ice was still there. It melted a little, but it was still there. For those of you that kind of was observant enough, or those of you that used to work in wood shop in school, and if you took a soda in and you happened to drop ice on the sawdust, you notice it didn't melt. I don't know if any of you ever recognized that, but that was picrete. So,
yeah, Brother Dave, excuse me for interjecting. I do remember that quite a bit, especially like there was a place called Western Beef down in Fort Greene, Brooklyn, and it's still there, actually. It's actually pretty big. And they have nothing but different.
Hold on, Rise. Rise. One sec. We got to go to a commercial break. I didn't look at the time. Real quick, Rise. I'll come right back to you. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to Rise in one set. But I just want to say, man, I love this community. My man Otis and Scotty had talked about sawdust. And Scotty actually put into there how does sawdust prevent ice from melting. Yes, this is a prepper's toolbox. You have to know these things. These things can actually save your life, your family lives, and just give you so many options and opportunities. So Scotty says sawdust acts as an insulator, slows ice melting. If you got a styrofoam cooler and ground it to a small piece of size of sawdust, the styrofoam dust will could use it in a similar way. That's absolutely right. Also, my man OG said, my dad's shop, we used to use wood frame fans blowing over the five gallon metal buckets of ice and sawdust. So y'all remember, yes. These are some of the important things. This is education. This ain't schooling. What Scotty got and what Otis got was, and what Rise is about to talk about, is not schooling. It's education. And this is not just us talking out the side of our neck. But I'm going to tell you, conspiracy theorist people, they don't know crap about this type of stuff. All they know, I need ice. I got to go buy a bag of it for a dollar or two. Hopefully is there. No ice there, they start to cry. What am I going to do? So let's go back to Rise. Rise, go ahead, brother. Finish what you were saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. And peace to Brother Otis, too, and Scotty, of course. Yeah, I remember in that Western Beef place, they used to keep sawdust in the freezer area all the time. There was a thick layer of it on the floor. It was all over the place, and thanks for them to them for both posting that information, because you're absolutely correct. Another thing too is, in order to maintain your electrolytes, I think everyone should make sure they have some Himalayan salt. That, because if you don't have access to that guaranteed on time delivery, you can mix some Himalayan salt and some water and get your electrolytes that way. Also, with Himalayan salt, they make these giant blocks. I actually have one. Mine is about 8 inches by 12 inches, and you can cook with it. So let's say if your stove doesn't work and you wanted to actually cook food with it, you can put the block on your grill and heat it up and then actually cook with it that way. Also, it would infuse whatever you cook with it with salt as well. So as it's cooking on the salt, it's absorbing the salt as well, so it'll give you a nice balanced flavor. And, of course, you can season it and everything, and then you just clean it and put it away. But it's something that might come in handy down the road, just having a block of Himalayan salt that you can use for those purposes. And there's a lot of other things you can use it for, too. Also, keeping salt around to preserve items is also a great idea. And also, I have a good friend of mine who just moved from Jersey to Florida. And before he left, he had a horrific toothache. And I made some silver and I bought it for him. And I told him, you know, how to utilize it to remove that, get rid of that toothache. And he just called me like a week ago and told me that he is so nervous because he's coming to the end of that bottle I made. And he said it worked wonders for his tooth. He said he had never experienced anything like it. I told him how to get his hands on a generator or to, you know, procure some more at a decent price that would be concentrated where he can dilute it with some distilled water. But basically, he told me that it completely reversed his toothache. So this is a personal anecdote from somebody I know personally. But if you go to a site called Silver Edge, thesilveredge.com, they sell generators there, but they also have, I would say, the most comprehensive, up-to-date information about the incredible things that silver actually cures and helps with. I know it helps with MS, and it's known to facilitate a reversal in that. I also know someone personally that's dealing with lupus who's also been able to mitigate a lot of those symptoms using colloidal silver, which is also documented on that site. They give you all the details on how it's used for those particular illnesses and a myriad of other illnesses, including toothache. So I just wanted to toss that out there. Thanks, good brother. I'll mute myself.
For sure. Definitely, definitely. All of these things are extremely, extremely important. We need to know these things and actually utilize them in the educational thing so that we can pass this along so that our those that we have yet not named will know and be able to be sustainable. Okay, so listen, we got another caller in queue. When we come out of the caller with Brother Davis, I want to jump into a very, very important part of this show. Very, very important part of this show. So we're going to jump to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you? Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Absolutely. I'm kind of traveling, so you might hear some background noise. I also wanted to add to that Himalayan salt, it's 71 different supplements and minerals that you get that comes naturally in Himalayan salt. So literally, when we say Himalayan salt, it becomes more than a tool in your toolbox. It absolutely is. And I also want you people to understand this. The biggest problem you're going to have is inside your head. So work on that, because when you face with circumstances that you have never been in before, you must rely on what's inside your head. It's now down to you. You can't go to nobody for advice. You have to make the decision. You have to be the general in your life. And this is why I've always said, if you don't believe you can achieve the impossible, you will never achieve the impossible. But those who do have a chance to accomplish it. I just wanted to add that, Brother Dave.
Brother Davis, yes, and that is so true. And you have to be self-reliant and self-determining. And all of these things, you know, instead of watching what's some of the stuff that's on? I don't even know what's on television anymore. Spend more time finding out some of the preparedness things. We could tell you all of the things, but if that's not going to motivate, because if you're just going to use that is far not enough of what you should be knowing. Because what Brother Davis is really talking about, what we're talking about here, what Otis and Roz and Scotty, what we're talking about is you thinking for yourself. And this is why Brother Davis says you have to be your own general so that you can also teach. And we got to get away from being entertained to death. So the next time you want to relax by learning, educating yourself, not by entertaining yourself to death. Relaxing puts you in a very, very vulnerable state. Because relaxing is not meditating. It's a big difference. This system teaches us to lounge, to be couch potatoes. That ain't meditation. That's slowfulness. Like Brother David said, you won't be able to ask. You're gonna have to know. Become the encyclopedia. So, well said, well said, well said, brothers. So, now, and if you look at it, a lot of this is the old ways. This ain't the new ways. I'm going to tell you, some of the new ways are worthless. How to be able to navigate stuff on your cell phone and how to be able to navigate your way through the cell phone and be able, that ain't going to matter with much of nothing at all. But the old ways, like you heard Otis talk about what his dad used to do and everything else, those are the old ways, the intrinsical nuggets and treasures that were given that we should have been acknowledging and knowing why they work the way that they work. So we don't believe in anything we know. Oh, the freeze is out. You need to be doing this, 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 and everybody knows. So let me move on. We talked about yesterday. And then we just talked about, next thing is going to be, that's going to be a major problem, is food, sustenance. Food and water is going to be a major problem. And you're going to have to be able to, where you are, from the geographical place that you live, you're going to have to be able to have an appropriate response to that. Because as Raj said, it ain't natural to walk into a grocery store for everything to be congregated for you to put into a basket. You're going to have to know how to gather. That means being to be able to identify what's edible and what's not edible, what stage of the edibility is in, what stage the overall process of growth of the food is in, and how to grow it and everything else. Food and water is going to be a major issue. And when it comes to water, the first thing that I want to be able to mitigate water with is silver. Because I know I could trust it more than otherwise not. Having a proper way to filtrate and purify water, and then being able to take and pure, just because water has been purified, it ain't healthy for you. It means that the toxins have been taken out. It has no living qualities of it. It has to be mineralized. That's dead water. Distilled water is dead water. Has no particles in it. It's neutral. So now you can move it to being beneficial or poisonous and toxic. It's up to you. Mineralized water, very, very important. Food is going to be paramount. Food and water is going to be paramount because it's not going to be available. Ask the people in Russia that go through sanctions, that have gone through sanctions. Ask the people in different parts of the world that have gone through sanctions. Their overall shelves are bare. Hunger is a constant daily task and dilemma. You know what we have here? Ooh, I feel like getting me some. And we're more malnourished than they are because we have empty calories. It's just our food source. Once we know that, then we can say, okay, what am I going to do about it? And then now, from there, you make the choice how you're going to respond to it. Food is going to be a major thing that's going to be a problem during the overall war. You're not going to have it the way you have it. California has plenty of farms and everything else, but they won't be able to defend them farms. In the initial stages of the compromise system, if you got a garden, I would say this. You're inviting yourself to problems. It's just like barbecuing among a pack of wolves. as World War III kicks off and when it gets heightened and everybody starts getting hungry, you better have the appropriate response to your garden, and your garden better not be up. You want to have the ability to garden after the die-off has happened, so you don't have to contend with so many people. Timing is everything. Why would you have a garden in your front? The people that have their garden in their front yards, I'm like amazed that they have that. Are you kidding me? Not because, you know, they were doing it for their certain reasons, but I'm talking about preppers that are doing that and they're having their garden. Are you kidding me? This defeating your purpose, because believe me, you won't be able to defend that garden. One of the things that's very important, I want to just say this before we go into this very important part of the show. As the initial collapse from the global nuclear war and the economic collapse and the sanctioning of the United States happened, believe me, you cannot walk around like the fat cat of the neighborhood. You have to look like, smell like, act like, and be in the same condition as everyone around you. Just because you could eat three meals a day, it won't be wise for you to eat three meals away. The people that are not eating three meals a day will be able to smell it on you. And I'm not saying that in an exaggeration. People's senses get keen when they stop relying on the system. And this is going to be a periodical system interruption, and people's senses will become keen. The key is, will they be able to endure their weaknesses, their vulnerabilities? You know, Scotty had talked about he had been in three climates. Said he'd been in Tuscan, in Arizona. He's been in Saudi Arabia. He's been in Hawaii. And those are three different climates. Yes, your body can definitely get acclimated to it. But in order for you to have acclimation, you have to be able to be properly nourished. I remember the worst of those three that Scotty was in. I've been in similar ones. Only thing is, I haven't been in Saudi Arabia, but I've been in some of the desert lands. The worst one of those, believe it or not, for me, and it's all a part of the overall individual. The tropic rainforest was much more adversarial to my system than the dry desert heat. Because that humidity of Hawaii and in some of the tropical rainforest areas in the jungles of Hawaii, and I mean jungles not in the traditional sense, but just the overall jungle
Dave, but
climate.
After about a year or two, man, it would be no difference. It wouldn't bother you at all. You'd be totally acclimated, but. I do want to underline the point you just made about you have to still be prepared in order to acclimate. So, but the whole thing about heat, and especially tropical heat, because you do sweat more, it's just replenishing your fluids. I don't care if it's warm water, you know what I'm saying, and it ain't cold,
right.
You still need to drink water. You know what I'm saying? You got to replenish those fluids, so... But yeah, after a year or two, man, it's nothing to it, man. You get totally
right, and that's the whole thing. We hope to get there, but I know that being in the tropics of Hawaii was more detrimental to me because of that. Because I was losing so much more fluids and the electrolytes that I was losing. And the reason really was being because it was the shock, and this is what Scotty was talking about, after a year or so, you'll be fine. But the shock of me being in that climate, coming from another climate, if we weren't in a sterile environment, I would have had problems. I would have really had problems. And I say that for this reason. When this overall system changes, that's going to be the shock. to the body.
The worst
no matter
for me,
where
Dave.
You are, your body's going to be shocked, because how many of us stay out in the elements? How many of us really do that? We go inside. So, yeah, it's
hey, Dave,
it's real. That yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia was the worst, but it was the worst. It wasn't so much the heat, but it was the oil and smelling the fossil fuels that was being burnt. And it's a chemical smell. And then you had to throw in the fact that it was a wartime situation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And not in the
combat
part,
environment,
yeah,
yes.
Not the part that I was in, but when the Iraqi army set some oil fields on fire. And yeah, man, very toxic environment. But so that was the worst, because I mean, even the part I was in, just smelling that, you know what I'm saying? And just smelling
yep.
them fossil fuels and chemicals that they use to process it, man. That was the worst environment.
Yeah, definitely that, because that was a combat environment. And what Scotty's talking about, for those of you that live around oil refineries, major ones, you know what Scotty is talking about. Just the toxicity of that overall air and everything. You can't escape it. It's bad. So very, very important thing. And that's when the system collapses, that's going to be the shock. That's going to be the shock that we're going to have to contend with. But now, listen, I definitely want to get into this as we move into just before the next last commercial break and into the last. There's something that I want to give you all a part of the presentation that I usually give some of our clients. And very, very important, okay? I posted inside of Tando Radio Show, and this has been revised. Let me see if I can. No, I won't. I don't want to do that. Let me just, inside of Tando Radio Show, inside of Black Talk Radio Network, I posted in for today's show, underneath the topic, part two, the hard life changes that the world will press upon the United States. And that's going to be from the sanctions. And this is some of the things we were talking about. I posted something that says Deagle.com, United States of America. Hopefully some of you have that, and I hope that you will click on that link. This is very, very important. Deagle. Who is Deagle? Deagle is a military contractor that provides military hardware for the global buyers. Basically, they sell arms. They're not an American company. They don't care who you are. They will sell arms to you. Just a little bit of significant background of Deagle is this. Some events that you may have heard about and not known that this was a part of. Deagle was the overall weapons company that Ambassador Stevenson went to Benghazi to negotiate an arms deal, and Deagle was the overall company that provided the overall military contracted security for Stevenson. Okay, for Ambassador Stevenson. Stevenson during the Benghazi, the 9/11 Benghazi attack that happened. Where celebrity figurehead Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State, and when celebrity figurehead Obama was president, Deagle was the overall contracting company that was providing security and was there for the overall arms deal that was going to benefit them. That was Deagle. Deagle sells military arms to any country that is able to pay. They don't care who it is. They'll sell to whomever it is. Okay? So, that's the significance. Deagle actually puts out a forecasting. And Deagle forecasts what it does. And if you click on there, Deagle's forecast, and I talked about Deagle before in Tando Radio Show, but it's significant that as we move into World War III that you see something very significant. And you'll see why I say the untied states of America and why the U.S. will lose the borders of the corporation of the United States will lose the overall war, and the rest of the world will be sanctioning and required that reparations be paid by the overall destabilization that the government of the United States have prevailed against the governments of the world at the overall burden of the everyday person, me and you. Deagle has a forecasting of all of the countries in the world, particularly the ones that buy arms from them. Okay? And when you look on that, we're going to look at Deagle. And it says 2017, the year. It says currency, United States dollar for the United States. The year, 2017, it has U.S. figures and world figures. The population for the United States in 2017 was 327 million, and it was ranked number three in the world. And it was 4.4% of the world's population of 7.4 billion. The surface, it goes over the surface area, goes over the density. Density is how many people per square kilometers are there. Density for the United States in 2013 was 34 inhabitants, and it was 157th in the world. That was its ranking. And world figures is 62% at 55 inhabitants per square mile in the world. Now, Deagle has all of these metrics for the different countries because that's how they itemize for sale their weapons. That's the price points for their weapons. They say, okay, because of this, and this is what's charged, and this is what you need to buy, and this is how much it's going to cost you to protect that. They provide weapons. Then there's gross domestic product. The United States gross domestic product is $19 trillion. Ranking in the world is number one. And it's 24% of the world because the world's figures is $79 trillion. That's the gross domestic product for the world. The U.S. controls $19 trillion of it. GDP per capita is $59,279, 14th in the world. 553rd percent of the world, and the world is 10,710. Purchasing power parity, very important. The purchasing power of the dollar is 59,500, 15th in the world, and 350%. And the rest of the world, average of the world, is $16,989 equivalent. So purchasing power parity, the U.S. is 15th. Domestic gross product, the world is number one. Population is three. Okay. Budget, the U.S. budget is $6.3 trillion, is the number one budget in the world. 24% of the world's budget of $26 trillion. Now, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we need to really look at this and see what's up. Don't get mad at me, but I really don't care if you do get mad at me. I'm still going to prepare. Don't call anything a conspiracy theory unless you can substantiate and validate why it is. And if you can't, shut your mouth and learn something. It may benefit you, your family, and the overall community at large. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed.
Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to the Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. I'm going to try to hurry up so we can take on calls if we have any. If you have any calls, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Wait a minute. We got to get through this. Very, very important. Okay, and like I said, I usually give this to some of our paying clients, some of our global paying clients. This is a part of the presentation that I give them. So just wanted to give it to you because it's just that significant, especially for where we are. So we just left off with the Deagle Report. Go back and listen to this podcast so that you can catch up, because I want to move forward. Okay, so we just left off on the budget. The U.S. has a $6.3 trillion budget. It is the number one budget in the world. It's roughly 24% of the global budget of $26 trillion. Military budget is $630 billion, number one in the world, 36% of a $1.7 trillion budget for the world. That's the whole world's budget combined. The U.S. has $637 billion it spends on its military. This is why no one here will make it unless they start to prepare, because the energy of your labor has been stolen for the idol worship of the military and really the reinforcement of the overall agenda of control and subjugation. So imports is $2.4 trillion, is number one in the world. $14.6 trillion is the global, 14.4% of the global budget, and $16 trillion is the world. Export is $1.6 trillion, is number two in the world. China's probably number one. And I think China's probably number one budget-wise, as well as all of that is fictitious. That China has superseded the U.S. in economic standing. 9.24 is the percent, $17 trillion. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. This is 2017, last year. Deagle has a forecast, and Deagle has to be able to forecast which countries are going to be doing what going forward so that they can sell their military arms to that country and get a heads up against all of their competition. So their forecast is impeccable. And I didn't put this together. They did. This is their business. And I'm pretty sure that they're the experts in that. So Deagle has a forecast of 2025, roughly 8 years right now, 7 years from now, 2025, the U.S. population in 2017 was 327 million. In 2025, the U.S. population will be 100 million people. Don't get mad at me. This is what they saying. And if you do get mad, don't matter. You wouldn't get it if you, never mind. Just move on. Nothing to see here. Move on. Deagle population forecast for the United States is 100 million people. That's one in three people won't make it to 2025, y'all. One in three. 1 in 3.27 people won't make it to 2025 from who's here now. And let me just tell you this. It's significant about that 100 million. You don't know if that number is going up or going down. It could actually be a number that's going up, because in 2020, it was down to 96 million people are 85 million people. But we know in this overall seven-year time frame, Deagle, who is much more informed than your overall skepticism, other people's skepticism, or so-called conspiracy theory, thought pattern, and blind faith, you don't know nothing compared to what the overall forecasting of these individuals are and why they do it. Because Deagle has made trillions of dollars. You ain't made a dime. This is their business, and people that don't look at this correctly, that's just your thoughts. I don't think this gets tripped.
Can I ask?
That's because you part of the three that ain't going to make it. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Davis.
That's why they perpetuate drugs, and that's why they perpetuate drinking and smoking. These bad habits have already put you in the kill list. Because you're doing it yourself, you're saving them money, you're saving them time. It's just taking time for it to happen, but they know exactly what they're doing. I just wanted to add that because people fail to realize most death is induced because of bad habits. Thank you, brother.
Oof, Brother Davis. Yes. Well said. I hope. Replay this. I tell you, Wise Wednesdays in every once in a while, we'll have a show like this. You need to replay this and have this played for yourself and your family. Not to critique it, but just to evaluate what others are saying that have more intel. Let me ask you something. How many of you were invited to Benghazi? How many of you sent people to Benghazi to do your bidding? How many ambassadors are on your payroll? How many Secretary of States are on your payroll? How much organized crime is on your payroll? I would say this. You got nothing compared to them in that aspect. Nothing at all. The density of people in the United States is going to go down from 34 inhabitants per square kilometer to only 10. The global population is going to go down to 6.9 billion. Roughly around 0.5 billion people will be lost. Roughly. About 0.5 billion. We already know that 270 million people from the United States is not accounted for. So one in 3.27 is going to be lost. So of three people, a third of them are going to be lost. A third of everything that you see in population-wise is going to be gone. You know why? Because those thirds are the ones that have not prepared. If you are worried about this, that's because you're not prepared, and those that are prepared are not threatened by this. They say, yep, I knew it, and this is why I've been doing what I'm doing. Those that ain't prepared is like, I don't believe that. That ain't don't matter what you believe. It's what you know, and evidently you don't know much. This is Deagle. Is Deagle going to be looking to sell much to the United States? Absolutely not. Deagle is now saying that the United States is no longer a viable customer. The gross domestic product in 2017 was $19 trillion. Deagle forecast in 2025 that is only going to be $2.4 trillion. Do y'all know what that means? That's the economic collapse like nothing ever before. Now, how do we lose so much economic standing and so much population? Here's what I think. One, the United States will be in a war, will lose the war, will lose many individuals, and then it will also no longer be the United States. Now you see why I call it the untied states of America. Different states will drop off from the United States because they will not be the burden bearers of what the corporation of the United States is trying to push on them. The state of Texas will leave. The state of New Mexico, the state of Georgia, South Carolina, and some of the other Arizona, they all will succeed and leave from the nation. This is why in Texas is known as the Republic of Texas, and they've been talking about succeeding from the U.S. Why would you talk about succeeding? Let me ask you, if you had a partner that could know that was only going to be sucking you dry financially, at some point you're not going to be a partner with them no more. You're going to sever the relationship. I think that is going to be a large percentage of the overall population. I think that the United States will go from 50 states and with one territory down to about 15 states. But in that overall process, also there will be a significant loss of life because of the overall economic change and the loss of the war. That is going to two-thirds loss that will be experienced, in my opinion. Because I darn hope it won't be the 50 states of the United States, and they go from 227 million down to 1 million people. That means the likelihood of everyone listening to this show right now, your butt won't be here 7 years from now. And however you think about that and how you respond to it, as Brother Davis just said earlier, psychologically is the most important thing. Spiritually, psychologically, and then physically is the most important thing. But this isn't David. This is me telling you this is what's in the works. This is the planned agenda. This is the conspiracy agenda. Down to $2.4 trillion from $19 trillion. This is why there won't be any assistance. This is why it won't be any aid. This is why it won't be any support for you. Everything, the quality of life and standard of living that you have been accustomed to is not going to be cut in half. It's going to be cut at the ankles. This is their agenda. This is their plan. And if you know that, then you can do things to say, okay, the floodwaters are about to rise. Maybe I need to leave because they're about to blow the levees. They've done it before. What makes me think just because I'm not ready for it, nah, I don't want that to happen, that's going to stop it. It's like Brother David said, they put us in that state so that we won't care about certain things. The fluoride is a big contributor to this whole thing. Gross domestic product, GDP per capita, 24,000, down from 59,000. Here's a big one. Purchasing power parity. Why are they saying purchasing power? See, they understand the difference between currency and money. Most of the people here in the United States don't. They think cash is money. They know you don't. They do. They talk about purchasing power. Why is Deagle concerned about purchasing power? Because their overall armaments ain't cheap. And they're only going to target the overall countries that can do what? Have a proper medium of exchange for their currency, for their assets of arms. Because by doing that, what does Deagle do? They control the world. Military budget, purchasing power is down to $16,000 from purchasing power of $59,000. That ain't a Great Depression, y'all. That's the Great Drain. And the people that prepare for it will be in a position of advantage because it's going to be so severe. So severe. Even some of the minimal things that you could do right now will position you to where you'll be able to make it, because the minimal things that you will do right now is far more than what everybody has in a 200, 300, 400 mile radius of you. Far more. Military budget. How in 2017 you could have a military budget of $637 billion, which is known in the financial world as B, for $637 billion, to down to $32 billion? Where is the $605 billion going? Basically, you ain't got an army no more. You got a bunch of Boy Scouts. You ain't got a Navy. You got a remote control boat. You ain't got an Air Force. You got two drones. You ain't got an army. You got a hiking expedition. You ain't got no Marines. All you got is two people. $605 billion is lost, no longer necessary. This tells you that the U.S. loses the war and is paying war reparations, and the rest of the world is diminished the United States military down to absolutely nothing, because the world can't trust that you have any armaments anymore. I didn't put this together, but I darn sure am not going to ignore its existence and the significance of its existence. And when I substantiate and validate that along with everything else that goes along, it actually projects a very, very clear, beyond HD picture that the empire will fall. Far worse than Venezuela, far worse than the Roman Empire, far worse than anything else that we have been told about in school. It will be the news story of the world's telling. And I just wanted to give you that. I usually don't give that. Otis said that that doesn't include black ops. I think it does, Otis, for this reason. Black ops will be insignificant here anymore because it won't have an economic agenda to actually prey upon the rest of the world anymore. It will be insufficient. And not only that, the black ops won't have a budget anymore. The other countries will. They'll continue to be black ops, but they won't be from white shoes, if you get what I'm saying. So this is why you need to prepare. And I tell you, one of the most important things that you could do is the table of preparedness. Take the currency you have, and that is going to be so important, because the rest of the world's economy is not going to stop. They're going to still do things and bring about the prosperity that's been lost of the past can be reestablished, and you can actually have an economy that's based off of the assets of real intrinsic value, what the great creator has given to us as homage. and as free will free to our sustainability. So pretty much says it all. And before we get out of here, I just want to check to see if there's any callers that we have in well, we got to wrap it up. Scotty says we need to wrap it up. So we'll go ahead and wrap it up. So just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Go back and check this out. Do your own due diligence, because what they plan on doing is going to affect you. It's going to affect me, but I already have a plan for it. Do you have a plan for it is the key. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And until then, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the